It's the day before the drama in the House. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Well, they'll vote for House Speaker. Kevin McCarthy wants the job to lead the new Republican majority, but
I would judge him by what he did as minority leader, and there's nothing he's done to earn my vote.
Congressman Bob Good is among a handful of GOP members who say they will never vote for McCarthy.
In order to win, Kevin McCarthy needs a majority of all House members voting for someone by name. Most Republicans are on board, and his supporters are not budging.
So if there's a standoff tomorrow, the voting keeps going, and no House business can happen. New members can't even be sworn in.
The House is required to keep voting round after round until it elects a speaker. If this lasts until the 13th, some staff may not even get paid.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. The heavy rain that drenched Northern California has left some areas flooded.
I would say that this is the worst flood that we have seen here, and we have flooded before.
She is in Oakland. South of Sacramento, two river levees were breached. Some people needed to be rescued with cars submerged. One person was found dead in a vehicle, and people in one low-lying community were told to evacuate. Amid the ongoing Russian barrage on Ukraine, knocking out water and power service for civilians, a counterattack. Russia claims 63 of its soldiers were killed in a Ukrainian rocket strike in the Donetsk region. Ukraine has said hundreds of Russian soldiers died. Syria claims it was attacked by Israel.
The Syrian army says two soldiers were killed and two others wounded in the attack. The second in 7 months to cause Damascus International Airport to shut down. Israel has in the past targeted airports and ports in government-held parts of Syria. These are apparent attempts to prevent arms shipments from Iran reaching militants.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage at the Vatican. Thousands paying their last respects to Pope Emeritus Benedict, who died at age 95 in Willine State until his Thursday funeral. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Normally right now, we give you a stock market update, but since today is the New Year's Day holiday observed, there's no trading. Coming off a losing year, the Dow fell almost 9% in 2022. The Nasdaq lost a third of its value last year, and there's concern there could be a recession this year after all the Federal Reserve interest rate hikes to fight inflation. The managing director of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, tells CBS Face the Nation.
In the short term, bad news. China has slowed down dramatically in 2022 because of this tight zero COVID policy.
Well, China has since relaxed those COVID restrictions after mass protests, which has led to a massive surge in COVID cases there, prompting the U.S. and other countries to impose, starting Thursday, new rules for travelers coming to the U.S. from China to show proof of a negative COVID test. Speaking of COVID, that is the next target for Twitter's new owner, who's been making public internal documents from the company from before he took over.
Twitter CEO Elon Musk hinting Sunday that this week's Twitter Files report is going to focus on Dr. Anthony Fauci. Fauci retired this week as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, where he oversaw extensive research projects and was a chief medical advisor to several presidents. He's faced scrutiny over his handling of the national response to COVID-19. House Republicans are vowing to launch an investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
On Sunday Night Football.
Huntley comes outside, throws across his body. It is intercepted by Fitzpatrick. And the Steelers stay alive.
Pittsburgh remains in playoff contention after that 16-13 win over Baltimore on NBC. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New York Giants also won yesterday to clinch spots in the postseason. Tonight, the Buffalo Bills versus the Cincinnati Bengals, both teams vying for the AFC's top playoff seed. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.